Some replacement level dudes talking about their home team. Starting a Braves podcast was their daggum dream. They like Nick Markakis, even the long ball. One day they'll have more clout than Ken Rosenthal. Oh, you're listening to that Knockoma Nation podcast show. Oh, Knockoma Nation podcast show.
Heyo, it's another episode of the Knockoma Nation podcast show. I'm your host, Ken Hendricks. It's the special playoff edition with JT Holton and Josh Rhubarb Brown. Fellas, are you ready for some playoff baseball? Oh my God.
Let's do
really,
it.
Josh,
I am now.
On.
Let's do
come
it.
Come on, it's playoffs. Later. Get a little excited. Don't sound
playoffs.
Like you're about to go through a meat grinder, man. Come on.
Playoffs.
Your penis is not about to go through a sausage grinder. You can be a little excited here. Get a little excited.
Sonny Gray and Kyle Wright. Was it game three, game four?
Kyle Wright's going to win.
Okay.
Sonny Gray is an oxymoron.
Kyle Wright's going to win.
Ask your weatherman.
Yeah, the Braves are going to sweep the series, in my opinion. So they're probably going to win the first two, and the third game's not going to matter. But let's just be honest.
Okay.
Well, Cincinnati's team batting average, .212. I know you care about that stat.
Is it
all year? .212.
How are they?
Their pitching is pretty good.
Exactly.
Yep.
They better be if your team.
And the
batting.
Playoff bar was really low because of COVID.
That's true. Over half the league got in, and several teams that were below .500. But let's be honest, the Cincinnati Reds can pitch, but so can the Atlanta Braves, thanks to Ian Anderson and Max Fried. And it's a
three-game
series. Hey, the bullpen can pitch. The bullpen can pitch. And Kyle Wright's looked great lately. Be 100% honest, he has.
Yeah.
So,
no, you're right.
Have you seen Sonny Gray pitch on live TV?
I have. He's really okay. Have you seen the Braves take Aaron Nola and Jacob DeGrom deep this year? I have. The Braves hit good pitching. And now, if we play a team that has absolute crap, dog crap for pitching, the Braves are going to, like, strike out 80 times and probably lose in a no-hitter. But if you face good pitching, the Atlanta Braves are going to score, like, 9 runs a game and sweep the series.
Unless you say it, at which point you jinx it. And now...
No.
Yeah.
I haven't jinxed it.
Okay.
I haven't jinxed it. I'm just saying. Game one, I'm guessing, I don't even know that the actual schedule's 100% been announced, but I'm guessing it's Trevor Bauer versus Max Fried. Fellas, give me your take on the playoffs. Do you think the Braves are prepared for this playoff season? Do you think they're actually ready?
The question
is, do you think this team can do the dance with no pants?
The question is, are they prepared for us? Okay? So... Knockoma Nation, when you're listening to this, I want you to get ready, okay? It is Wednesday morning, all right? We've got a couple hours before game time. I want you to get on Twitter.com. I want you to search at Power Bauer or Bauer Outage. Sorry, that's his handle, right? Bauer Outage? Yeah. Yeah.
Bauer Outage.
You search Bauer Outage and Trump, and you will find some tweets from 2016 that could get a grown man canceled in the year of our Lord 2020. And I want you to retweet them. I want 2 hours leading up to the game because Trevor Bauer checks his Twitter before the game, all right? He's got some MAGA tweets from 2016. He's got some anti-Hillary tweets. Y'all,
Trevor Aubrey Howard, right? Bauer, I mean, whatever his last name is.
Yeah. And 2 hours before game time, we're going to get him canceled because you can't tweet about Trump anymore, guys. So, yeah, that's our game plan. It's going to work. We're going to get in the
head.
So,
Josh, coming from us, though, will that make people cheer for him in Braves country? It's a little weird. Like our listeners might like him more
if we
tweet that stuff.
Yeah, I shouldn't have told him that. So we got to play their game. We got to play the game of the left, and we have to get Bauer canceled only temporarily. And then after the series, we can love him again and stuff and apologize. So I'll make a video about it.
Oh. Yeah. JT, what are your thoughts? Do you think the Braves are ready for the postseason?
Look, you're asking a fan of the Atlanta Braves how they feel about the playoffs.
So you're ready to jump
you know
off
what
cliff,
you're
that's basically what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Are you prepared to get your heart ripped out leave it bleeding on the ground and pick it up and put it back in and march down the field.
The Braves haven't won a postseason series since Donahue was 23 years old.
24, but yes.
Sorry, 24.
It's been 35 years, really?
It's crazy.
It's the same thing. Last year, I had the same talk with my friend. We were in Vegas. We watched the comeback against the Cardinals in game 4. Dansby had a big double, won the game. And then Monday afternoon, I'm in his establishment. He said, are we going to win tonight? I said, no, we're not going to win tonight. We're the Atlanta Braves, and this is the playoffs. Of course we're losing. And we gave up 10 runs in the first. In this playoffs, it's different. The Cincinnati Reds are not a playoff team. The Braves are. I don't expect the same usual playoff jinx to happen. We are a much better team than the Reds. Hands down, all around. I say that, and we're going
to... Josh, and you guys are so jaded. You don't know how to move on. Like, you...
I'm with JT.
Like, be optimistic.
I had to mock a couple of like woke Braves bloggers on Twitter because like there was that, you know, the far left woke crowd on Brewster was like, imagine rooting against your favorite team. Why? Imagine being scared of the Reds. The Reds. There are Braves fans. That's how they talk in my head. Imagine like actively rooting against your team and it's the Reds. And I'm like, last I checked, Pearl Harbor was in theaters last time the Braves won a postseason series. So, and last year they gave up 10 runs in the first inning. If you're a Braves fan, I totally get it. If you're like a little bit terrified, yeah. Even if it's the Reds, you know, you got Bauer and Sonny Gray, you're like, it's the Braves. It's the Braves. Again, Pearl Harbor just came out last time they won a postseason series. And it's like, I mean, it's the Braves, right?
I thought you were about to say Pearl Harbor happened the last time the Braves.
By the way, Boggy.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Boggy just tweeted this tweet of is a video of Lucas Sims.
Is he still
with the
Reds?
Didn't
he trash the Atlanta Braves? I'm pretty sure he did.
And it kind of threw a little bit of shade. Well, I mean, good for him though. Like, I mean, that's what I do. They traded my ass, but like, screw you guys. I'm better than y'all. Like I got nothing but love for Lucas Sims. But Boggy just quote tweets this video and. He says, really hope Adam Duvall crushes one 440 feet off of Sims, then pretends the bat is an insulin syringe and injects it right into his ass as he rounds the bases. Hashtag T1D. Hashtag Doovie. Hashtag ruck the feds. Hashtag Braves.
Just like an EpiPen. I'm cautiously optimistic. I think we're a better team than the Reds, but because of the scar tissue that I have from so many playoff performances. I'm sorry. Look, I get it. If you're a young Braves Twitter guy and I've been watching this team since 2012. Well, okay, cool, man. Yeah, real Braves fans remember Rick and Q.
Against your team.
Yeah. Okay, cool, man. Awesome. But I've been to this dance before.
Right.
I've seen this movie. I'm just... I want
you guys
the Braves
are so
to win,
depressing.
But
you're so depressing. Like
I'm not trying to be depressing. Like, I told you they're the better team, but I'm just
same.
Cautiously
how many
optimistic
times have we put out like a postseason
before, man?
Like, dude, 2 years ago we did like a postseason.
Yeah, Josh.
Thing.
But 2 years
we
ago,
had Jim Cott,
2 years ago,
Michael
we knew
Kelly,
the Braves weren't going far.
Timothy Miller on the same podcast, and like
we
broke
knew they
the internet.
Weren't going anywhere 2 years ago, Josh.
I mean, kind of not really.
We like kinda, 2 years ago, they weren't supposed to even make the playoffs. We were celebrating because a crappy Braves team made the playoffs.
I think what me and JT are trying to tell you, like the Braves and the story, it transcends the stats and the numbers, but man. I'm just like we don't.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
All in the hand. Honestly,
so
it's in the hands of God.
Embrace
it's in the hands
this
of God.
Year's story.
It's in the hands
why
of God.
Why don't you embrace like, this year's story? It's not in the hands of God.
No, this
we are
story
not in
is great. This
we
story is great. And we've got a really good team.
Of course
team.
We're not.
We've got a team that can mash from 1-9. These guys are a beer league softball team, dude. Like, that's exactly what that's they true. Are. These guys can put up 14 runs in game one. I wouldn't be surprised. I've just been here before. Yeah. I just want to see it. I'll feel better.
They're God's
once.
Chosen team.
Okay.
They're like the Israelites.
Runs on the board,
so, I mean,
I'll
really, it's going to come down to.
Josh, shut
and
up.
Any
it's
Braves
come
fan,
down, like, have they been living right? I don't know. I don't, honestly.
Shut
I don't
up,
know.
Josh.
I don't know if they have been. I don't know.
The Reds are the Amalekites, and we are the Israelites.
So ridiculous. Anyway.
Can. I just, you know what? It's any Braves fan that's my age, your age, you guys, mid-30s, is going to feel the same way.
I don't. I'm mid-30s and I don't feel that way, man. Come on. Like, I am the dude that always, look,
you're
I gave
optimist.
Up on the Falcons just to believe in the Braves. I couldn't handle two heartbreaks, like, built in. So I gave up on the Falcons, and I sacrificed my fandom for the Falcons so that I could pull for the Braves and not be jaded buttholes like you two guys.
We're not jaded buttholes, but I'm not jaded. All I'm saying is like
Josh has already chalked up that the Braves have lost a matchup between Kyle Wright and Sonny Gray.
All I'm saying is Brian Snitker could lose this damn thing. That's all I'm saying.
You're the guy who is standing for Snitker all year, and now you're saying he could lose it.
I mean, it'll come down to will he pander to some tenured names? Will he put in Luke Jackson? Honestly, seriously, this is real talk. Will he put in Luke Jackson when he should put in like Melanson?
No.
That's a real question.
He won't. Because Luke Jackson's probably not even going to make the playoff roster.
People on the interwebs are hating on Melanson. Well, we got to get a real closer. I'm like, dude's converted like everyone but like one save this year.
They
like,
want a strikeout pitcher. They don't like the fact that he gets ground balls. Okay.
A save is a save, regardless how many guys you struck out. It doesn't matter. Throw it underhand. Get the save. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But that's again, you've got a divide here. Okay, you've got old Braves fans and you've got younger Braves fans. Younger Braves fans are complaining we got to get rid of Mark Melanson and get a real closer. Older Braves fans are just like, hey, man, look, I just want Chris Martin
to be healthy, man. Like, injuring your groin on the last day of the regular season headed into the playoffs.
Will Brian Snitker,
when you pulled your side last year going in the most important game of the playoffs, like, Chris Martin needs to be healthy and Luke Jackson doesn't need to make the playoff roster. I love Luke Jackson.
But will he?
But will he suck this year? I'm sure he will.
Exactly. You know he will. You know he will. And
because Brian Snitker doesn't control that.
He controls
Alex Jackson.
He can play.
Alex Anthopoulos determines who actually is on your roster.
I understand that. But if he's on your roster, Brian Snitker,
there's no input from Snitker.
There probably isn't, to Ken's defense. But when he's on your roster, Brian Snitker manages to your resume. If your resume says, use me in the sixth inning, he will use you in the sixth inning, no matter how shit you are.
If this manager has won three division titles in a row, and you're not letting him have input on the postseason roster.
I'm just saying, I don't think Brian Snitker is just writing down every name, and AA is just like, yeah.
No, but he's saying, hey, man, it tie goes to Snitker. Here's what we're on the fence
about.
But
Snitker has not used Luke Jackson in any high leverage situations this year. Like,
no, because he hasn't deserved to this year. Let's be honest. I love Luke. Luke's listening to this show right now, and I love Luke. But this year, he hasn't, and that's okay. It's a weird year.
I think Luke will be fine in the long run. If he has, and people are going to say, oh, yeah, he did use him in high leverage. Well, the places he used him in high leverage situations, it was because other guys were, like, their arms were burned. You'd used them for different reasons, and Luke ended up pitching for whatever reason. Like, in the playoffs, Brian Snitker manages differently. Like, if you watched the playoffs last year, there was nothing to complain about with what Snitker did in the playoffs. Zero.
No. The biggest swing of last year's playoffs was Chris Martin hurting himself.
Exactly.
Going to warm up, and Chris Martin was too cold to play, and so then Luke got put in a situation where he just wasn't ready. But honestly, look at the Philadelphia Phillies. You're telling me if Luke Jackson is like your fourth or fifth best reliever, that's not an awesome problem to have.
Let's be honest,
dude. He'd be the closer on the Phillies.
Luke Jackson is probably going to be the sixth guy of the bullpen unless it's like a really early inning sort of relief situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody gets hurt early or gets blown up. Maybe you see Luke in the second, third, fourth inning, you know, if something crazy happened. But if you get past the sixth, I'm going to be pretty surprised if Luke Jackson's in a ball game. I mean, it's going to be Melanson. If Martin's healthy, Martin will be out there. Will Smith, Darren O'Day, A.J. Minter, who's been fantastic this year. And there's Shane Green is out there. So, I mean, it's not like there's a lack of depth. And I don't think Luke Jackson's going to be in any high leverage situations unless you're in a 7-game series, you know, and you're burning.
No,
arms
or that, or if you're, you know, 13th.
Yeah, you know, that kind of thing.
And you got to do what you got to do. Because the bullpen is a huge strength to this team. I mean, I would not be surprised to see Max Fried, Ian Anderson, and then basically a bullpen game.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think.
We say a bullpen game, we're like, okay, if we get three out of our starter, if it's going great and Kyle Wright gives us six scoreless, then it's no longer a bullpen game. But we have that in our back pocket to use if we need to.
Yeah, I agree. I think the thing the Braves have got to do is they got to work counts. They got to get deep in the game and get pitchers. I mean, like, that's the thing the Braves have done all year is if you can't hit the starter pitcher, just make him pitch a lot of pitches and then, you know, kill it when you get to the when you get to the bullpen. And
I really think it's going to come down to Snitker. I really do. I really think that.
Okay.
I worry about here's a scenario. Braves are up 3-0. Ian Anderson is looking great, right? It's 3-0. It's the sixth inning. Ian Anderson has pitched 84 pitches, and that's just too many pitches. Let's take him out of the game.
I don't think you would pull him because it's too many pitches, but I think I would be 100% fine with Brian Snitker pulling Ian Anderson in the sixth inning.
Mm.
I think it would have to come down to the situation. I mean, 2-1, nobody out, yeah. But, you know, again, all the people coming into this season, they were like, oh, Snitker's not a postseason manager. Snitker will never lead us to a World Series. Well, aren't you glad there's a DH? Because now it minimizes the decisions that Snitker has to make in-game. I mean, if you're the type, if you're the guy on Twitter that's hating on Brian Snitker, well, lucky for you that this year it really minimizes the things that he has to do.
And not just that, Brian, look, people judge Brian Snitker's postseason as if he's coaching regular season games. He's not going to use the same strategy. Right. If you look at his postseason tenure, he has not used the same strategy in the postseason that he does in the regular season.
Well,
because Snitker understands
he pandered to the analytics last year.
How? How did he pander? He didn't start Julio.
I'm
who
literally
has been
quoting
trash
you.
This year.
I am quoting you. I'm quoting Ken Hendricks.
I know.
He pandered to the analytics last year.
But how? That's what
I don't
asking.
Remember. It's been too long.
I don't think Brian Snitker panders to the analytics because
he
don't
never
think
does,
he knows
but he did. He did last
what
year,
the
and I think
say.
That I think that what we saw last year was, to Ken's defense earlier, Anthopoulos or the front office controlled a lot of that stuff that happened last year, and so if that
and
happens
I think,
again, I don't know.
I think the problem is you can't pander to the analytics when you don't have the players to put in the game that makes sense right now. This Braves bullpen is the strongest Braves bullpen I've seen in my lifetime. I've never seen a stronger Braves bullpen, period. We talk about their offense being the best ever, but I think it's the best bullpen I've ever seen the Atlanta Braves have. It's by far the deepest. Now, does that mean they're not going to blow up and give up 12 runs tomorrow? No, I don't know. I don't have any idea. But when you look at the way they've performed this year, it's the best bullpen I've ever seen the Atlanta Braves have. So for me, like, I don't care who you put in the game. You know, I mean, don't start with Luke Jackson. But I'm just saying, like I really, of those, like, there's like five or six guys. I don't care if you pull Darren O'Day. I don't care if you bring in, you know, if you bring in Shane Green or Melanson or even Will Smith, especially if it's somebody that likes to hit home runs. You know, I'm fine with that. Just don't do stupid things, and I don't think Snitker will do stupid things. I really don't. Like, I have faith in the set. Anyway, Cincinnati Reds, worst things about Cincinnati, go.
Skyline Chili.
Nice.
It's an abomination.
Okay.
Easy go.
Three Rivers Stadium is ugly.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore.
It's not Three Rivers anymore.
I know. Their new stadium's just as ugly.
How about Marge Schott?
She was terrible.
Yeah.
Their new stadium is really... really pretty, but yeah, Cincinnati.
It's not from the outside.
It's a bandbox. I hate it. It's like playing inside like a
It's like every city has a personality. You know what I mean? Cincinnati, not so much. Just kind of bland.
Cincinnati
boring.
As a city, concrete gray. Like if you drive through, the entire city is concrete gray.
Yeah, that's,
Tom Brenneman.
It's,
that's
it's kind of on a bluff though on a river. I kind
that's
of
a wiener, JT. That's pretty. A wiener. Just saying.
Cincinnati, the Bengals suck. Cincinnati football team's pretty good.
Well, they will
give
be.
That. Give them that.
JT, Josh, why do people like Trevor Bauer so much?
He's a unicorn.
Well, they used to hate him.
He speaks his mind. It's weird to see a pro athlete be this free to be
is
himself.
Is it because he's not afraid of Manfred and he just like defends the Finns.
No, I mean, look, you at read first the Sports Illustrated article.
Because when he came up, he was kind of like a cocky punk, for lack of a better term.
He still is.
That's when they hated him at first. And I think what happened was, I think people appreciated him kind of giving a big middle finger to MLB and Manfred. He's that guy. And I think so a lot of people that really didn't like him early on didn't see that side of him because it really wasn't there yet, perhaps. And then he got a platform, started doing some vlogging. And because the same people that love him now, I mean, they hate for the most part, they hated him when he first came up. Because he was also kind of whiny, I guess, too, it seemed, early on. He was a diva. He thought, I mean, looking back on it...
Well, he has the personality of a brick wall. I mean...
That's not true.
That is true. People don't like him. Like, fellow players don't like him because he's hard to get along with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, the way you said that makes it sound like he doesn't have a good... Or he doesn't have a personality. Which...
He really doesn't, though. Like, if you ever listen to him, he doesn't have much of a personality.
Oh, I disagree. I watch his vlog, like, all the time. So, I totally
really?
Get, yeah, I get a
like,
very
he doesn't come
read.
Across as any kind of personality to me.
I totally
like,
disagree.
He's very analytical. He's very non-emotional. Yeah. He comes across very non-emotional to
me. You should watch his
me.
Vlog. Seriously.
He has a very flat affect. I've listened to his podcast, him podcast a lot of times.
His vlog
and he comes across
with a
very flat affect. Meaning he doesn't show like a lot of emotion, like when he's talking, he talks almost kind of monotone when he's talking.
I
like,
get a very
not a lot of inflection to his voice.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Okay, I don't get that at all. So, like, I think people defend him. What?
I don't think he's disliked by a lot of players and even opposing players either.
Well, apparently, when he wrote that ESPN article, he said most players hated it. And other people confirmed that at the time.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. Right. Maybe that's changed. Maybe he's worked on it.
Well, you know, there's a certain time where you're younger and you think having haters is cool. Everybody hates. And then you get older and realize, yeah, everybody hates me because of me. Because I'm a shit.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I don't know if Trevor Bauer's at that point yet, but having everybody hate you is...
You know, Trevor Bauer probably going to win the NL Cy Young. Here's the weird thing about all that, which DeGrom may win it too. But just saying, Bauer's had crazy good numbers. But he's done it against the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Brewers, and the Pirates. The Cubs are the best offensive team there. The others don't even have an offense. Like, they're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not pretend like the AL Central is anything special either. I mean, the Twins, they can hit. Fair enough. Indians, not really. White Sox, not. They can hit on certain days, and other days they pretend not to show up in the park. And then the Royals and the Tigers, who can't hit their way out of a wet paper sack. So I mean, Cincinnati has not faced good hitting very often this year, except when they played the Twins. So it'll be interesting to me to see the Atlanta Braves line up, take on Trevor Bauer, and hopefully beat the dog crap out of him. I want to see him fire that baseball into the center field pool because he's so frustrated.
By the way, that's super impressive.
It is.
If you could turn around the mound and throw the ball that's over true. Center field, I'm in.
Yeah, how bad would it have sucked to have done that and the ball fall short? Like,
I don't. If I could hit the warning track, I'd be
okay.
Yeah,
but if you didn't throw it out and you were trying to, I feel like it would have been.
I've never seen anybody do that before, so I didn't know what
that's
to expect.
True. That's true.
Apparently, I'm just really weak, and I've got, like, a spaghetti arm, because I throw it to, like, second base.
Yeah, man. This is a 3-game series, guys. It feels like it should be longer than that. What do we think a 3-game playoff series? It's better than a 1-game play-in, but...
Sucks.
Yeah, it's better than one
sucks.
Game.
No, no. Well, I get that, like, in the greater sense of... And I guess the same with 3 games. I'm looking at it from a baseball... Like, more of a purist perspective. But if you're looking at it from a TV product, as in, like, what makes the best edge-of-your-seat television, then, yeah, it works. The same reason the 1-game playoff works. Do I hate it because it's kind of unfair? Well, yeah, sure. I mean, because you play 162 to be eliminated off a bogus infield fly call? I mean, yeah, the Braves are always going to be sour about that. But if we're looking at it from a macro perspective, if you're looking at what creates the best television show, then I mean, like
I guess
the anxiety of a three-game series.
I'm
sure,
sour that you
works.
Win your division and you have to play a three-game series against a crap team to stay in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Especially a crap team. That, I mean, because anybody can get lucky for two games. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. Just I don't know. It feels. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like the Braves having to play at 12 o'clock either. That sucks. Getting the 12 o'clock draw is trash.
No, I've got a buddy of mine. He owns an establishment here, and he said the bar will be open. Game will be on surround sound. Come on in. Noon on Wednesday. Yeah. So,
still. I don't like lunchtime starts in the playoffs unless you're like Boston or something. You know, like if you're a team that plays early games all the time, Chicago, Boston, that kind of thing, it's a little different. But come on. You know, like, why are we starting games?
Well, you've had 3 days
why
off.
Why are we
Come
starting
on,
games
ready.
At noon anyway? Like, at least start games at 3 o'clock. Like, you made this big deal about so many more teams getting in the playoffs, that being the big deal about it. Like, let them overlap. They're not playing in the same places. Let the hype build.
Stagger it. Yeah, I get that. Stagger it like yeah. March Madness. 3, 5, 7, and
right.
9.
And if they overlap, yeah. It's fine. People can flip back and forth. But, you know, it's still let the hype build rather than having a freaking 12 o'clock game. Yuck.
Is Not the Home of Nation secretly your favorite podcast? Well, put your money where your mouth is and support your favorite replacement level podcast on Patreon. For as little as $5 a month, you can support your favorite dinguses as they continue to bring you worthless information each and every week, providing you the escape you need. Visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation. That's patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation.
Anyway, fellas, best way to pregame for a 12 o'clock game?
So I'm going to go ahead and say it.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah. Listen, if you're – first of all, you got to make a decision. Are you committed or not committed, okay? Let's say you're committed, all right?
Josh is not, okay.
I'm actually committed. Don't go to work. It's noon. Just don't go to work. Okay, you got kids? Great excuse. They're sick. What are you going to do? They're sick. Your kids are sick. They got something. You got to stay home with the kids. Sorry, boss. I'm working remotely. Or I just got to stay home with the kids. Right? So just don't go to work. There you go. And I'm going to watch it on my back deck. And it's going to be about 55 degrees here in Boone. And I'm going to enjoy myself. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What if you're having to work?
Oh, I can't relate to that. I don't know. If you're like hourly or something.
Yes, Josh. If you're not rich and live in Boone.
Oh,
that's
a tough one. Man. Okay, download the 680 The Fan app on your phone. All right.
That's true.
And you can listen to it, stream it live. Actually, low-key, great, great time. I've listened to lots of games via this way this year because I live in
And Boone. You're going to want to listen to the radio version today anyway. Let's be 100% honest because Alex Rodriguez calling the actual game on TV.
I've listened to so many games. I haven't listened to a lot of games or watched a lot of games, admittedly, but I've... When I have, I've been cooking a lot. I got my Bluetooth speaker hooked up to the 680 The Fan app on my phone, and it's been great. Joe Simpson is, honestly, he's really good on the radio. He really, really is. Obviously, we know Ben Ingram's good.
He does. He is. He's a little,
I love
him crap
Joe Simpson,
being
man.
The old man yelling at the clouds.
He's
but
great
he,
on the radio. He throws a little more shade because I think he just can because it's the radio. Like, it's a little looser, you know? It's really good.
You know what I miss, though? I miss Don.
I do too. Don's fantastic. Oh, man. And I've said this before, and I'm not
I miss
trying to
Grandma
beat a dead horse, but it really has been hard for me at times to really watch the television product because of the cardboard cutouts and the fake crowd noise is so annoying to me. On the radio, it's not
really?
That bad.
Really?
I don't.
It bothers you?
It really does. Yeah. It doesn't. Nikki says the same thing. She doesn't care. Yeah. She doesn't. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk. Like, I didn't even notice it.
I notice it, and it's just annoying.
I will say this. NFL games, it drives me bad.
NFL, like, they pump it up louder.
Like, I don't Mm-hmm. I don't notice it when I'm watching the game too much.
Yeah.
But then I turn the game off or change channels, mm-hmm. and I'm like, holy crap.
It's bad, yeah.
It was like driving my brain crazy. Like, it was so much noise. And I'm like, I'm dying. And I didn't even realize it until I changed channels. And I'm like, oh, my God, silence. This is amazing. Like, let me just sit here with the TV on mute for a little bit because that was killing me. Mm-hmm. Because no NFL football game is always on. Like, fans mm-hmm. are not always making noise.
And what's
like
funny is, like, so the radio, because I was talking about this to my brother, and my brother was like, so I can't listen to the radio because of the same reasons you can't watch it on the TV. Because, like, the radio, you actually hear the crowd volume. And I thought about him, like, he's actually right. Like, on the radio, you can hear it. And
but you're used to kind of hearing it piped in anyway, I guess.
But you don't see it. And so, like, and Ben Ingram has done a great job, and Joe Simpson, to make you feel like it's normal. And I even told McAlpin this on the phone.
And, of course, Jim Powell. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jim Powell. Name dropped the name. But they did a really good job, just in my opinion. And so, I don't know, when I'm in there cooking, it's kind of it's going on. It feels normal to me. But then when I watch it with the cardboard cutouts and stuff, and even though maybe the crowd noise isn't as loud on the TV as the radio, I guess because I see it, I'm like, ugh, this is stupid.
Well, I think baseball just translates better on radio. It's to me, college football and baseball just translate better on radio than most sports. You ever try to listen to a NASCAR race on radio? And it's oh my God, it's an anxiety attack. It's just, yeah. What? I can't even compute what's happening. College football,
I
because
like NASCAR radio, but I,
so many legendary
I
voices.
The only thing about NASCAR is you have,
but
yeah,
you get what I mean.
You have on NASCAR, at least this year was early, this year was really bad because it took MRN a few races to figure out. Because what was happening is they would have like three or four different guys at different turns. And then and one of those four guys was in a studio, and then the other guys were there. So you would hear, and then the next guy is in a studio. He's like, and so and so. It was so bad. They fixed it after a few races, though.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I always loved to listen to racing on the radio.
I do kind of like it, but I will agree with JT though. Like college football, when I lived in Birmingham, I got lucky because you got the Eli Gold on the radio over there, dude. It's so good, man. It really is good. It's a good time.
Yeah. And as a kid, we had Munson. We were so spoiled, mm-hmm. and Scott Howard's fantastic. Totally. I love Scott Howard too.
Scott Howard's great, but you can't be the guy that replaces him.
No, but Scott Howard's the best thing you could have gotten. Let's be 100% honest. There's nobody could have done it as well as Scott's done.
He's fine, but to me, like, as a kid, we'd have the game on and then the radio playing in the living room, and mom's like, hey, it's going to cut the whatchamacallit.
Yeah.
Ah, there's too much time. I don't know how I can win, you know, and it's just the best, you know? I mean, there was
the proper amount of homer.
And baseball's the same way.
The proper amount of homer while still playing the game, calling the game correctly.
Oh yeah.
And that's what I miss a little bit about. I'd feel like Chip and Tom and the guys in the booth, and they miss, even Jeff, they miss that, I don't know, that personality of being a homer while still calling the game evenly.
Yeah,
and maybe it's nostalgia, and it was always better back then. You know how it is. Like, everything's better back then, even if it really wasn't.
Yeah.
But like, you know,
these woke far left dorks on Twitter would cry over some of the.
Oh God.
Because that was the fun.
Skip Gary would make them cry.
And Joe Simpson was the same way. Maybe not as good, but like the infamous night now that Joe Simpson was throwing shade at the Dodgers for their batting practice outfits and wearing capris. You know, because they were wearing baseball pants without socks. We called them capris. And the people that got so in their Braves fans, they got so upset that he said that. I'm like, you guys are the biggest wusses I've ever seen.
It was a cancer t-shirt. You know, that's why they got mad at it.
Yeah. But oh, my gosh.
Anybody old, they don't like anymore.
Old and white. I hate them.
That's true, too. They don't like old black people either. But
especially Herschel Walker.
Or Herman Cain, or, you know, fill in the blank. But
Herschel Walker falls down. Did I tell you guys that yet?
Did you drop your name? Drop something there, Josh?
He follows
just
me.
Just being 100% honest.
Just saying.
Maybe we reincarnate Larry Munson and have him call the Braves.
I would love it. Yeah.
That'd be
talk about
cool.
Being able to.
Adam Duvall hit the watch of my call.
Talking about articulating heartbreak. Has anyone articulated more heartbreak than Larry Munson?
He says some good ones, too. I mean, I try not to listen to them.
Yeah, but I mean, he only got one national championship out of all of that. I'm just saying, like, Munson deserved better. He also put up with the Ray Golf years. I'm just saying.
He actually didn't even get to call the national championship.
I know. It's wild. It's wild.
He was sitting at home watching
it. Yep. So. But yeah, that being said, Skip Carey would make people cry. They would complain because he doesn't use advanced.
I think metrics. People would appreciate his dirty jokes. They would sneak into true. A broadcast.
They also. Like would be mad at Pete Van Wehren that even though he uses stats, he doesn't use the right stats, I'm sure. The professor laying it up, you know.
We're at the bottom of the fifth, and so am
yeah,
I.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember Skip having a few, like, women jokes thrown in there from time to time, too.
Yeah, they have a opposing team and have a meeting on the mound, and they're bringing the whole posse out there, and I said posse.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Skip. I missed that. Yeah. Those were the days. Swinging a drive. Melted deep right.
A fan from the Dunwoody caught that ball. Skip. He hits it to right field. We'll be dancing on the streets.
Yeah. The only thing I'm very apologetic about Chip on Twitter because I think he gets a bad rap because I think he's fantastic. But one thing that I kind of wish is I wish he had a sense of humor, which he kind of doesn't.
I mean, he has a little bit of one, but
not much one.
The thing that I don't get is a lot of people get mad at Chip because he says the same things over in different games. Like, well, the thing we always say is that the Braves don't always win, but they'll always give you a finish. And people like get mad because he says that. And I'm like, you dorks realize most fans don't watch every game of a season.
Right.
Most fans, I'm 100% honest here, most fans watch, and I'm talking about pretty stout fans, watch two, maybe three games a week. Maybe. And I'm talking about those are like pretty hardcore fans.
That's your boy right here, for the most part.
Right. Yeah. So when Chip says that, you have to recognize most of the audience hasn't heard it 1,000 times like you idiots that watch every freaking game. And me.
They're not watching every game. They're waiting for a mistake. They're waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, to criticize someone like Brian Sicker. In the playoffs. Oh, that's you, Josh. I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to Stephen Colbert there for a minute.
Whatever.
Yeah. That being said, Josh is tweeting this entire time we're recording this episode about how Brian Snicker's going to blow it in the playoffs.
I would never.
But, you know, I mean, just check his timeline. At Rhubarb Brown, it will have multiple tweets insulting Brian Snicker's ability to lead in the playoffs, despite him telling us that he was manager of the year and defending him for so long. Josh has reverted to his post Freddie Gonzalez phase where he doesn't know what a good manager looks like.
I love Brian Snicker. He's a great manager. But
apparently you don't. You don't.
JT, do you want to just start something fresh?
Yeah, Tampa Bay Lightning are 4 minutes away from winning the Stanley Cup, so I'm kind of be honest. I'm kind of peeping at
I hear you.
While we record.
So tell me this. Playoffs, I need your picks. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers, Brewers.
Dodgers.
San Diego, St. Louis.
San Diego.
St. Louis.
Okay.
Have you seen?
San Diego, I think, is number two in the NL in run differential. The Dodgers have like an ungodly like 163, which is
Saint
insane
Louis
after 60 games.
St. Louis sucks.
And then behind them
Saint
is
Louis wins in the playoffs.
San
they
Diego in third isn't
they beat the Braves last year despite playing a better team. St. Louis. People are going to pick San Diego like crazy.
You're right.
And I think
St. Louis
upset them.
St. Louis always shows up.
San Diego's a great baseball team. They should win. They should win all day
long.
They
should win the
series.
I know.
I'm still picking St. Louis.
You're right.
Cubs, Marlins.
I'm going to go with the Fish, man. I hope they put it on them. I really do.
I think the Marlins put up a good fight, but I'm going to go with the Cubs.
Let's go Marlins. Good for the Marlins.
Yeah.
Let's. We're proud of you.
Atlanta or Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Atlanta.
That's what I figured Josh was going to say. I'm going Atlanta. Oakland A's or White Sox?
Oakland.
Gotta love Oakland.
White Sox. Houston or Twins?
Oh, the Twins made it? That's when you know the bar was really low this year. How did they make it?
The Twins were fantastic.
But winning the division?
Yeah, they won their division, Josh.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
That's
yeah.
How loose I've fallen baseball.
They're number three seed, and Houston's with Rocco. Number six seed. So
Rocco Twins won their division
and the Minnesota Twins.
Yes.
Do they still have Byron Buxton?
Yes. He's really good.
Yes.
Oh.
Kirby Puckett.
I got a guy that goes to my church who's a Twins fan, and he was just telling me literally two Sundays ago that he's like, they're okay this year.
Yeah, they're really good. Their pitching's fantastic, and their hitting is about as good as the Braves.
And Twins.
Okay, so Houston or the Twins?
Okay.
I'll go Minnesota. Give me the fighting ball bellies.
Yeah.
Give me Minnesota. New York or Cleveland?
Yankees.
Now, here's the thing. This is New York playing at Cleveland. I think.
I'm going Cleveland.
Yeah. New York is...
Is the river on fire?
New York is the better team, but I don't know. I don't know. They've really got this thing set up for New York to win. I think MLB's going to rig it. I think the umpires end up making calls that are controversial and people complain about, but New York wins.
That's a hot take right there.
Toronto or Tampa Bay?
They made it to the playoffs? Are they any good?
Tampa Bay won their division, Josh. They're the number one seed.
In
the Rays won their division this year?
Easily. They clinched like 2 weeks.
Best record in the majors.
2 weeks ago.
What? I had no idea. I guess the Rays then.
Tampa Bay is a championship city right now, folks.
I'll take the Rays. So all in all, those are the teams. We will obviously go through the ALDS and NLDS when we know more. But as of those teams, who you got in the World Series?
Tampa Bay and LA.
Wow, that's a hot take. I've got... Wow. I want the Dodgers and the Oakland A's to play each other. Yeah.
Give me a repeat. I want to see the Twins Braves.
Wow. That'd be cool. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's my picks. I think the Twins and the Braves. There's some good teams on the NL side that the Braves are going to have to get through and figure out how to get around, but I think they can do it.
If that happens, Juan Berenguer's ass better unblock me on Facebook. I swear to God, I don't know what Juan's deal is.
Hey, fellas, we didn't talk it. Let's spin it real fast. Just a little touch. Anything? Well, we have to talk about this. This is what it ultimately – I don't really care about the rest of the league, but we have to talk about two things.
Mm-hmm.
One, Falcons defense is absolute garbage. And they should fire every coach.
I mean, you're being too hard on. They played a championship caliber team in the Bears. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they lost 2 weeks in a row.
I mean, anybody would have
by 20 points.
Anybody would have lost to the Bears. I mean,
not really.
Everybody
not
really. Has lost to the Bears. They're 3-0.
So everyone would lose to a team that benched their starting quarterback because he sucked.
Listen, you can be upset about this, but I am thankful that our backup quarterback is a Super Bowl MVP. It's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome.
I believe I've been telling you that for like 3 weeks and telling you that Mitch Trubisky was not going to keep the job, that Nick Foles was going to take it because Mitch Trubisky sucks.
Well,
yeah, you're just going to completely dance over the fact that you've been Trubisky standing for so long and now he lost his job. In fact, Josh, you have now changed shirts, but when we started recording tonight, you were wearing a Mitchell Trubisky Bears jersey. Is that correct?
That is correct, Ken. I took it off because it's really hot. It's kind of thick. So, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like Mitch Trubisky's ability to throw the ball.
Listen, man. Listen, he's a, you know, he just wants to be on there, help his team, have a good time. So, I'm happy for him, happy for Nick. I'm just thankful that our backup quarterback is a Super Bowl MVP.
Nick Foles sucked too, but he sucked less than Mitch Trubisky.
You got a lot of hate in your heart. A lot of hate.
That being said, the Bears don't have even the slightest chance of winning their division.
You keep saying this. They keep winning. As long as you say these things,
they
keep winning.
Green Bay is going to beat the absolute dog crap out of them.
Green Bay? Green Bay's trash.
Yeah.
Green Bay is done.
Green Bay's 3-0.
Green Bay is a bunch of losers. Do they still have Reggie White? I don't think so. All right. Tony Dorsett, gone.
Reggie White died several years ago, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nobody cares.
Aaron Rodgers,
Clay Matthews is gone.
They have the Lizard King.
Aaron Rodgers is overrated.
They have Lazard, and they have Aaron Jones, who's rushing for like 400 yards a game.
Nobody cares.
And they have Martavis Valdes-Scantling.
I don't even know what you just said.
Adams.
You just made that name up. I don't care. They suck.
And the Bears are going to get destroyed. I will say this, at least, this is terrible, but at least Tariq Cohen got hurt, so the Bears will actually use their best running back now. Just saying. David Montgomery is the best running back on that team, and they gave him 14 touches on Sunday, trying to get touches to Cordarrelle Patterson. What in the freak is Matt Nagy doing? Fire Matt Nagy's brain into the sun. He's a better coach than this. What is he
doing?
Yeah,
he's terrible. 3-0. Keeps winning. Disgusting. He's the worst.
Yeah, he's going to suck in the playoffs because you know he's going to make one of those Brian Snicker-style decisions. Right, Josh?
Worst. You're so mean about the Bears. Why do you hate the Bears? What do they do to you?
I don't hate the Bears. I just call it like I see it, and they had a terrible quarterback.
You keep saying that every week. You're like, they suck, they suck, and they keep winning. Okay?
Who have they played, though, Josh?
Well, they played the Falcons and some other teams. I forget.
You don't even know. You don't even know.
The Giants.
Okay, and what's the other team?
The Lions.
Yeah, so they played three sucky teams.
Matt Stafford's a god.
Yes, but he didn't even have his starting wide receiver. Galladay was out, and he has no running back.
And then Daniel Jones, isn't he the quarterback for the Giants? He's really good. They beat him, right?
No, Daniel Jones has been absolutely trash this year. They have no offensive line, and Saquon Barkley has no knee.
I'm about tired of getting well actually from your ass about the Bears, okay?
Well, then know a little something about Bears. The Bears.
You're so mean. You're so hateful.
I'm so mean. JT, can you at least back me up here a little bit and say that I'm not an idiot for declaring all year that Nick Foles was a better quarterback than Mitch Trubisky?
Name the quarterback, and they're probably better than Mitch Trubisky.
Exactly.
Listen.
Thank you.
But
thank you, JT.
Kenny's all like trying to dunk on me, and I'm
celebrate, JT.
Ken's trying to dunk on me, and I'm like, okay, like our backup
quarterback
is an MVP, a Super Bowl MVP. Like, okay, cool.
Hey, I know former Jaguar Nick Foles,
stud.
He's outstanding.
The Bears are paying him $18 million a year to be a backup, right? Isn't that how that works, JT? I think that's how it works.
Yep.
I don't know, something like that.
Exactly.
He also sucks. Nick, look, the only reason they came back is because Atlanta is absolutely dog crap.
Yeah.
Dog crap.
Okay.
Dan Quinn's got to go.
They won.
Dan Quinn's got to go.
Atlanta.
They got to go.
It's unreal.
Like, I like Dan Quinn as a person, but he got to go. Atlanta sucks. Their offense is good, but you know what's going to happen, though, JT? Atlanta's going to suck just long enough, and then they're not going to fire Quinn until the end of the season. And then Quinn's going to win just enough games to not get a good draft pick.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I have heard rumors that he's already been told that he gets a pass because it's a COVID year.
What?
Things are different. But, wow, losing games in the fashion they have is incredible.
Teams with a 21-point lead were like 558-0 until last week. And now he does it again. Again, 20-point lead. They blew it. Like, who are you? The freaking Bills? Wait.
Trash.
Can we talk about the fact that Josh Allen is probably the best quarterback in the football league right now?
I called it last week. Called it, yeah. He's amazing.
I think I said look out for Buffalo.
Dude's freaking he's rolling. Chunking it. Winning. Any other NFL stuff we should actually pay attention to? Super Camario and the New Orleans Saints looked pretty good, but yeah. I mean, Drew Brees is scary, not good right now. He's barely able to throw the ball 10 yards.
So as you look out for Seattle, man, Russell Wilson is best quarterback in the game right now.
Phenomenal. Also, Dallas has problems. Dallas should be 1-2. If the Falcons could finish a game, they would be 1-2. But the Falcons finish like, I don't know, skunky beer. I'm just saying, it's not good. And Dallas is in trouble. Do you think Mike McCarthy lasts more than 1 year in Dallas if he doesn't turn this thing around?
Oh, yeah. Think so? God, they had Jason Garrett there for like 8 years. He was terrible.
Maybe. Mike McCarthy will never win in Dallas. I'm just going to call it.
Yeah. I mean, he'll win
but he's not going to win the Super Bowl.
But he won't win a Super Bowl.
He won't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Who looks more out of place, Mike McCarthy in Dallas or Lane Kiffin in Oxford, Mississippi?
Oh, Lane Kiffin looks so in place.
Does he really? I agree. I think he fits. Yeah, I think he fits.
I can't tell. He looks kind of weird to me.
No. I think he's good. Okay. Dan Mullen at Florida. He fits, yet he doesn't fit. That's why he fits, is because he doesn't fit. That's perfect for Florida. Around the football league, the Arizona Cardinals beat themselves. That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. You have DeSean Jackson wide open, play after play after play, and instead Kyler Murray decides, oh, I should like spread the ball around and throw it into triple-covered Keyshawn Johnson, who's like a fifth-round wide receiver, rather than throwing it to my star guy that we're paying all the money to, who's wide open going in the end zone. Kyler, that's overthinking things. Stop it. Just feed the guy that's wide open. Other news in the NFL, Washington football team's better than people give them credit for, and if they would fire Dwayne Haskins in the sun, they'd win a lot of football games. Dwayne Haskins is not an NFL quarterback, nor will he ever be. Agree or disagree, JT?
Jury's still out.
Really?
He's young.
Oh, God, he's terrible.
Man, how many games has he had under his
belt? But he looks terrible. I mean, there doesn't even look like there's hope there. Like,
well, some guys are like that early on. You know, you gotta
But he's 2 years in now.
Time in the crock pot to cook. Yeah, but he didn't really play last year. I mean, so.
Most of the year? He took over after the fourth game.
No, they had what's his name? I can't remember. I didn't watch Washington football, but I think he's got talent. But again, what do you expect? I mean, what's your other option? If you're Washington, you're playing football.
If Washington loses
out, somebody take a snap.
Trevor Lawrence is their quarterback next year, right?
I mean, that's a long way to go. But yeah, I mean, I guess if they lose out and they're 1-15,
if you add Trevor Lawrence in that team today, they win 8 games.
No,
they got Terry McLaurin in one of the best defenses with Antonio Gibson in the backfield.
Who is Terry McLaurin?
Seriously, he's one of the top 10 wide receivers in the NFL. If I know with Dwayne Haskins, like.
I mean, I know who he is, but it's been 3 games. My goodness, you're not
last year. He was that guy, though. Last year, he was a top 10 wide receiver with Dwayne Haskins. Like, he's a stud. He's like on. Yes.
The Falcons have a really good wide receiver named Julio Jones. Where are they?
Right, they have no defense.
There's lots of teams with good wide receivers.
Washington's defense is good. They just can't stop it when Dwayne Haskins throws an interception and gets the other team have the ball on the 2014 times in a row. Like. Ron Rivera's a good coach. He's going to win in Washington if they're patient with him, but he's got to find a different quarterback. I mean,
Ron Rivera's a heck of a coach. For him to take over that situation, which was toxic from top to bottom, it's, you know.
Gardner Minshew he's done a real should good go job. Quarterback for Washington, and they win a World Series. I mean, Super Bowl.
Maybe he will next year. Maybe he will. Once we have Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville.
What in the world is Jacksonville doing? Anyway, New York sucks. The Jets, get Adam Gase into the sun. He's the absolute worst quarterback. I mean, the worst coach in the NFL and doesn't deserve a job, not even as a coordinator. Is that a fair assessment?
Jets are a bad situation.
They're down 27 in the third, and he, on third down, with 8 to go, he runs the ball up the middle. Like, if you're a Jet, okay. Which is worse, JT?
I'm not saying he's great, but there's a lot of
which is worse, being a Jets fan or a Falcons fan?
Falcons fan because you have promise and it's ripped away.
Right, but at least you Jets had
fan,
promise.
The Jets haven't had...
You haven't had promise okay, as a Jets fan of, in 10 years.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather just be like, all right, yeah, we're not good.
No!
Rather than have
no,
heartbreak.
No, man. Like, I want a team... I mean, look, the Falcons... Look, if the Falcons close
the,
out...
The Jets would love to blow a Super Bowl lead. They'd be so excited if you told them they're going to go to
the
Super Bowl
and
blow
the lead. If the
Falcons
have a healthy secondary, they're 3-0.
Healthy? They're just not talented.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but their starting two cornerbacks have been out for three games. So...
Well, Terrell's been there, but Kendall Sheffield's
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and their middle linebacker's out, and that their backup cornerback, sorry, wasn't starting two.
Don't blame it all on the defense, man. You've had everything. It's been there. Just make a couple plays. It doesn't have to. It's not a total loss by the defense.
I mean, the
victories
have
been there.
Point lead. How's that not on the defense?
I'm just saying because it's if it was totally on the defense, they wouldn't even be in the game. It's the inability to function and think. The defense had nothing to do with them recovering.
No, that was stupid. I do agree. Yes, that was stupid. But you shouldn't even been in that position when you were up 21. Like, no. you can't let a team come back like that when you're up 21, like at the end of the third quarter, basically. I mean, it's insane.
Well, I mean, you just can't blame it all on the defense when you've had a lead. You had a 16-point lead with 5 minutes left. I mean, you know, yeah, you can blame some of the defense, or you could, hey, pick up an extra first down. You know, it's the difference in the
but
game.
But I'm just saying, the offense is scoring plenty of points, is what I'm getting at. Like, it should not be on the offense to score 55 points a game to win. Right? I mean, like, that seems ridiculous.
Yeah,
especially when Julio's out for one of them. Then Russell Gage went out Sunday. And so you end up with, you know, Calvin Ridley, and a tight end. I don't know. Falcons suck. Glad I'm pretty much given up on being a Falcons fan. Detroit wins. Decent team. NFL, I mean, power rankings right now, JT, top five teams in the NFL.
Is this still a Braves
Kansas City
pregame tailgate?
It is.
Podcast
yeah.
episode? Okay.
Shush.
Well, people need to think about something else since Josh has poo-pooed on the Braves the entire time.
Kansas City, off the top of my head, Kansas City, Seattle, Baltimore, Packers, maybe?
Yeah, I think Packers.
And...
Saints?
Buffalo Bills. I know the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. I think for me, it's Kansas City, the Pack, Saints, the Seahawks, and yeah, that's about it. If the Cardinals would stop being stupid, I think they're pretty close. But yeah. All right, so back to baseball. Predictions on today's game. You've got Max Fried versus Trevor Bauer. What do you think is going to happen?
I think Braves,
Josh is going to be a sad sack.
I think
here,
Braves
so
lose the series, but I think they win game one. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Max Fried's on the mound, baby.
Against Trevor Bauer? You're not giving the Bauer outage?
Huge Bauer fan. He's been fantastic this year. But he does leave some meatballs up a little bit, you know, like when Tim, what's his name, for the White Sox took him deep, you know, 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
Anderson.
Tim Anderson.
Anderson.
He actually has a, if he does that with, dude, honestly, like, I'm not even being silly, but like the Braves 1-2-3, it's insane. It's stupid. It's dumb.
Their 4-5-6 is pretty dumb and stupid too.
Yeah, for sure. But like coming out of the gate though, you got Acuna, Dansby, right?
Or Ozzy. Yeah, Freddie's
and
batting second now.
Okay, yeah, okay. So you got Acuna, Freddie, and Ozuna. That's dumb. That's just, what do you
I like how you've turned Ozuna into Ozuna.
Ozuna.
Ozuna. It's like Acuna and Ozuna. I like that. That's actually really cool. We should make a t-shirt that says that.
But
Acuna and Ozuna.
And Nikki pointed that out early on. It wasn't like even recently. She's like, early on, Nikki's like, oh my gosh, like, that's insane. That's just not even right. How do you pitch around that? You can't.
Then add in Dansby, Ozzy, Darno.
Yeah.
Duval, Riley.
Duval
right?
hitting
and I realize,
seventh and eighth. Yeah, I mean, that's just not even fair. It's not
and then whoever you got starting in the outfield to go with that, you know? I mean,
the
I
only
know,
way this Braves team loses is past the fifth inning, Brian Snitker bullpen. Just saying. This lineup's too good.
Okay, so I get that
I don't feel like arguing for 15 minutes about this.
No, I'm not trying to argue.
It doesn't matter. You know what? You're right. You're right.
No, I just want you to explain.
I don't know. I have no idea.
In the late innings, who don't you trust out of the bullpen?
I don't know. They're all great. They're fantastic. We're going to win. Let's go.
Josh, make a statement and just explain what you mean. I just want to know who you don't trust out of the bullpen.
I don't know. I've got JT syndrome. We've been here before. You know, like it's the Braves. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being silly.
I'm not saying you're being silly. I think the only weak link in the entire bullpen is Luke Jackson.
And I think he plays. I think he makes the postseason roster and plays. By the time this podcast comes out, he's probably not going to be on the roster. I'm going to sound like a complete doofus, which is fine.
Whatever. Care. If he makes it, I still don't think he plays. I think he's
he definitely plays. Yeah, if he makes it.
You think so? Okay.
I think so.
Okay. I'll be surprised. Unless it's like one of these crazy games where they have to cover 8 innings or something. You know, all that's right. Different. JT, your predictions?
Braves win everything ever. I think they'll beat the Reds. As far as that goes, too many lost opportunities for me to be totally confident. I'm cautiously optimistic, but I think they'll definitely beat the Reds.
All right.
And then we'll see where that goes.
I think the Braves win in 2 games. I don't even think they take it 3 games. I think they destroy this Reds team. I think they have some hard times in the first 3 or 4 or 5 innings. And I think they get in the bullpen, and then I think they win like 9-5 or less.
Like Dolly Parton?
Yep, work at 9-5. Just saying.
I mean, another factor we haven't really talked about and explored, and we just gotta explore this, man. Don't the Reds still have Scooter Gennett?
No.
Oh, never mind.
I'm 99% sure they don't. Let me double check that for you. Un momento.
I think he still plays for the Reds, buddy, because he's in a bunch of Trevor Myers.
No, he played
videos
for the San Francisco Giants this year. Not a Cincinnati Red this year.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, he actually hasn't played baseball this year.
Oh really?
2019, he played for Cincinnati and then got traded to the San Francisco Giants. He has not played baseball this year.
Well then, honestly, the Braves have a chance to beat the Reds then if Scooter Gennett's not on the Reds.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Notable Dale Earnhardt fan. Scooter Gennett.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got to watch out for Jesse Winker. And
Jesse Winker. He's good.
Eugenio Suarez. Those are the two guys you kind of got to watch out for in this lineup.
A lot of home runs there from Eugenio Suarez.
Yeah, he's a big bopper. Big bopper. That being said, hey, look, fellas, it's not going to happen at the stadium. So we have to do it here on the show. For those fans listening, get your arm ready. Here we go. You ready, fellas? Oh,
also, I heard from a source.
Come on, Josh. You have to at least chop a little bit, man. Like, the Braves are not going to chop on. So we have to chop on.
I did hear from a source that Matt Ryan has offered himself as tribute in the event the Braves make it and beat the Reds. Matt Ryan is going to show up in the middle of the field and let the Atlanta Braves tackle him, because apparently sacking is safe from COVID, but dogpiling and baseball celebrations is not okay. So he's going to let them sack him, at which point they're not going to get fined because it's a football sack and stuff like that. So kudos to Matt Ryan for...
I saw you tweet that joke. It's not as funny as you think it is. I'm just saying. Like, it's okay, but it's not as funny as you think it is.
I do want to tell you, the Tampa Bay Lightning just won the Stanley Cup, and they all hugged and loved on each other. And it was beautiful. Yeah.
Rob Manfred is a freaking loser. An absolute psychopath, dumbass, far-left twat waffle who belongs in North Korea. Send his ass to North Korea, or maybe Baghdad. Let me tell you something.
Wow.
Think about the logic. Wow. Think about the logic. You know, Bauer tweeted about this. Your family can't stay at the hotel with you, but like people can, like other people can. So Bauer's like, so can my family just like check into a hotel room? Like, you know what I mean? Like it's just stupid, man. The logic is just...
It is stupid. That being said, thanks for listening to the Nakoma Nation Braves playoff pregame show. Be sure that you pay your taxes in full so that no one ever...
What a loser. Let's grow
don't use any loopholes. Don't find any ways to not pay the IRS because people might be unhappy with you. Right. Chop on. Enjoy the game for the A. I'm not really sure what that even means anymore. But that being said,
hashtag for
go
the
Braves.
A.
Hope the Braves win. Go Max Fried. Go Freddie Freeman Ozuna. Destroy this Cincinnati team. Let's get it done and move on to the next round. Fellas, it's been a fun year so far.
Yeah.
We're going to try to bring you a special postseason episode, post-game episode of the playoffs. We will try. We will. There's no guarantees that I can keep Josh from jumping off a cliff or JT from giving up on life if the Braves lose, but we will shoot and try to – oh, I said shoot. That's not really PC. We will aim – oh, aim's not right either. We will try our best
to Elmer
have
Fudd's
an episode
guns
for you guys
away,
to
man.
Check out. They did. That's going to do it for the Nakomination Podcast
Sam.
Show. Thanks for listening.
They took Yosemite Sam's guns away.
If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/Nakomination. Join the nation. Sign up. Give the pledge to the hag and join the team. That's going to be it. Love you guys.
They took Yosemite Sam's guns away. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I know that.
Thanks for listening to the nation's leading replacement-level podcast. Nakahoma Nation is brought to you by Nakahoma Nation patrons. To become a patron, visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation. For new episodes and content, visit nakahomanation.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NakahomaNTN. Special thanks to research assistant Braves Options Guy and spiritual advisor John D. Howard. See you next week, knuckleheads.